Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is Bonded Together with Him. The opening scripture is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 to 31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Pastor says the term wait upon is translated from the Hebrew word kavah, signifying to gather or to bind together, perhaps by twisting. It's comparable to twisting ropes together to form one braided rope. Contextually, therefore, wait upon might not be the most accurate choice of words in translating what the prophet Isaiah said in that verse. For example, when you read the creation story in Genesis chapter 1 verse 9, the same Hebrew word kavah is used when God commanded the water below the sky to come together in one place so that the land would appear. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. Also, in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 17, where the scriptures emphasize the idea of people being united or bonded together, the same word is used. "At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it." So when Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 speaks of those who wait upon the Lord, a more accurate understanding would be those who are gathered together or those who are bonded together with the Lord. They shall renew their strength. What does this tell us in light of the New Testament? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, "He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Now you can understand why the Holy Spirit has come to live in you. You and the Holy Spirit have become one in that rich fellowship. It's a bonding together, as it were. We've been brought into a oneness with divinity. It's an inseparable union. We're in Him and He is in us. Glory to God. This is the reason we can enjoy rich fellowship with Him in prayer, praying in tongues, and being reinvigorated through and through. We've been brought into a communion, a place of relationship, a oneness of spirit. Hallelujah. You ought to enjoy that fellowship every day. It's not something you go into and come out of, for you're in Him and He's in you. Say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for my inseparable oneness with you, which gives me a privilege and awesome blessing of consistent fellowship with you. As a result of this deep communion, I'm strengthened, energized, and continually afire to serve you, live for you, and fulfill your purpose for my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.